The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 35, Jealousy. In the morning, everyone was in a festive state, and we went to the water park. A new day was beginning, which promised to be pleasant, positive, and sunny. We left early to spend it in reckless joy, fool around, enjoy bright emotions, ringing laughter, good weather, fast water slides, and splashes in the face. Soon we found ourselves inside a colorful, noisy world with a light and relaxed festive atmosphere. All our brothers and sisters were happy and frolicking like little children. Screeching down the high, steep, spiraling slides, laughing and shouting at the top of our voices. Only I was not happy. I looked at the other priestesses and suddenly realized clearly how much I was losing against them. They were all so beautiful, graceful, feminine, and fit. They smiled so charmingly and laughed so loudly. And they were all in love with the teacher. They were all my competitors. They surpassed me in everything, were better, more beautiful, more elegant, smarter. I suddenly felt something heavy and unpleasant stir in the back of my mind. I felt my own inferiority against all the other priestesses of the great sage, and was very afraid of losing his love. It was so unpleasant and even disgusting. On the one hand, I knew it was wrong to think that way. But on the other hand, these thoughts suffocated me, and instead of being happy and having fun with the others, I kept turning to these destructive thoughts in my head. They suddenly rang in my ears in my mother's stern voice. You are the worst. Look, everyone is better than you. The teacher doesn't need you. He doesn't love you. Look how many priestesses he has. And they're all better than you. You can't do it. My rotten state was noticed by Isis, so she came up and asked, What's wrong with you? Why aren't you having fun with everyone? You have recently had personal meeting with the teacher, and you must fly on wings. It was like that at first, I said. But then I started thinking that the teacher doesn't need me, that I am the worst. I admitted. It's a good thing you confessed this, Roxana, replied Isis. Because a lot of people start lying, even though it's rather clear. We all went through this because society has poisoned us with jealousy, envy, fear, and bullying. You watched movies, read books, listened to adults, and they passed on their infection of how to react to everything. Be jealous, be offended, blame yourself. You were taught all these sick reactions in advance. And then you played them in your inflamed imagination. And they kept telling you when to be happy, when to be the lowest of the low, when to commit suicide according to the scenario of the sick society. But this is all nonsense. You need to remember when and how you were inspired with this nonsense and discard it. Here is a real spiritual work for you. And the teacher loves all of us, each of his students. The main thing is that you do not upset the great sage and strive for development and do not degrade. As now, submitting to demonic influences, the devils are feasting on your negative emotions right now. Stop listening to them. Better write to your teacher about everything. Most importantly, do not hide your issues. Be truthful, and then it will be easy to cope with this obsession. And now, let's start to have fun and rejoice with everyone, in spite of the poisons of the sick society. Thank you for your help, I said to Isis, and try to smile and tune in to the fun. Together with the others, I started to climb the biggest slide. When I reached the top of the stairs, I looked down, waiting for my turn. It was a stunning view of the entire water park and the surrounding area. People passing under the slide, trees, sun, loungers with umbrellas, roofs of cafes. Everything seemed miniature and toy-like. And far, far away, beyond the horizon, a strip of sea was glittering. For a moment, fear stirred in the back of my mind, and I gripped the railing, pushing it away from me. I could do it now without much difficulty, unlike before my trip to the mountains. It was hard to imagine that I had once been afraid of the mountains, because now I truly loved them and considered them almost my home. It was easy enough to overcome the fear of heights. I just had to regularly look it in the eye. But it didn't go away, and at times like this, I had to make an effort to convince myself that there's no danger to me. How good it would be to quickly deal with the inner demons that made me jealous of the other priestesses of the teacher. Thinking about it, I realized that it was my turn to go down the hill, and I smiled and stepped forward. One moment at the top, one more glance down, which took my breath away, and here I am, taking in the air with might, was already flying along the smooth, almost vertical surface of the slide. My heart was pounding so fast that I thought it was going to jump out of my chest. And then I screamed with all my might, letting out negative thoughts and emotions. Wind and water splashed against my face, and I was in here and now, where there was only the sound of water and speed. When I got to the bottom, I felt an incredible rush of joy. I could not help but laugh out loud, forgetting my negative thoughts for a while. But of course, they did not leave right away. The demons did not give up so easily and attacked me for a long time. So I had to constantly struggle with my sick past, with the ingrained suggestions and habitual reactions inspired by movies, books, and my mother's hysteria. Now that I am a high priestess, it is funny to think about all this imaginary suffering. I became very close to the sage and got to know him well. I realized how much each student is dear to the teacher, how much He loves everyone. The main thing is not to hurt him with our laziness, lies, and degradation, because it is very difficult for the great sage if a person becomes worse, more selfish, and falls into negative emotions instead of growing. But the teacher does not give up. He prays for every student, fighting for his soul against the demons. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.